Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The psychology book, Big Ideas. Simply Explained from DK is an accessible, visually driven guide to the major concepts, experiments, and thinkers that shaped modern psychology. Designed for curious beginners as well as readers who want a clear refresher, it organizes complex material into short, digestible explanations supported by diagrams, timelines, and key takeaways. Rather than focusing on one school of thought, the book surveys a wide range of approaches, from early philosophical roots and foundational research methods to influential theories of learning, personality, development, and mental health. Its emphasis is on understanding the core idea behind each milestone and why it mattered, helping readers connect names and terms to real questions about human behavior and the mind. By presenting psychology as a living discipline that evolves through debate and evidence, the book offers a structured path through topics that often feel fragmented when learned piecemeal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, foundations and research methods in psychology. A central thread in the book is how psychology became a scientific discipline with distinct methods for investigating the mind and behavior. It highlights the shift from philosophical speculation to systematic observation and measurement, showing why careful definitions, testable hypotheses, and replicable procedures matter. Readers are introduced to the logic behind experiments, the role of control groups and variables, and why correlation does not automatically imply causation. The book also clarifies how psychologists gather evidence through multiple routes, including laboratory studies, field research, surveys, case studies, and observational approaches. Ethical considerations are treated as essential rather than optional, explaining why informed consent, confidentiality, and risk reduction protect participants and improve trust in research. By mapping these methods to the kinds of questions they can answer, the book helps readers interpret psychological claims in everyday life, such as media headlines about brain, behavior, and relationships. This foundation makes later theories more meaningful because the reader understands not only what a theory says, but also how it is supported, challenged, or refined through evidence. Secondly, psychoanalysis, behaviorism, and the cognitive turn. The book surveys the major historical schools that dominated psychology at different times and explains what each contributed to how we think about human nature. It outlines psychoanalytic ideas that emphasized unconscious processes, internal conflict, and early experience, while also noting the controversy around how such claims can be tested. In contrast, behaviorism is presented as a movement that prioritized observable behavior and learning principles, offering clear models of conditioning that influenced education, therapy, and habit formation. The narrative then connects these perspectives to the cognitive turn, when researchers began to treat the mind as an information processor and developed models for attention, memory, perception, language, and decision-making. The value of this overview is not just historical. It shows how psychology often advances by reacting to the limits of earlier approaches, then integrating what works. Readers come away able to distinguish explanations that focus on inner mental life, those that focus on external reinforcement and environment, and those that focus on mental representations and processing. This equips the reader to evaluate modern debates that still echo these traditions. Thirdly, development, attachment, and lifespan change. Another important topic is how people develop across childhood, adolescence, and adulthood, and how early relationships shape later outcomes. The book introduces influential developmental frameworks that describe stages or trajectories in cognition, moral reasoning, identity, and social understanding. It also explains attachment as a practical lens for understanding how early caregiver relationships can influence emotional regulation, trust, and relationship patterns. Instead of treating development as purely biological or purely social, the book emphasizes the interplay between maturation, learning, culture, and family context. Readers learn why developmental research often relies on longitudinal studies and careful measurement of age-related differences, and why it is easy to misinterpret changes without considering environment and opportunity. The discussion naturally connects to education and parenting, offering concepts that help readers think about motivation, resilience, and how skills emerge over time. By emphasizing that development continues throughout life, not only in childhood, the book frames psychological growth as something that can be supported through better environments, healthier relationships, and informed expectations at different ages. Fourthly, personality, motivation, emotion, and the self. The book brings together key ideas that explain why people differ, what drives behavior, and how emotions shape thought and action. It introduces major approaches to personality, including trait-based models, psychodynamic perspectives, and humanistic views that emphasize meaning and growth. Alongside personality, motivation is discussed as a set of forces that can be biological, psychological, and social, influencing goals, persistence, and satisfaction. Emotion is treated as both a subjective experience and a functional system, affecting attention, memory, risk-taking, and interpersonal behavior. The reader is guided through the idea that the self is not a single fixed entity, but a set of beliefs, narratives, and social identities that can change with experience. This part of the book helps readers connect psychological concepts to everyday life, such as understanding stress responses, recognizing cognitive biases in self-evaluation, and appreciating how incentives and values interact. By comparing theories rather than presenting one as final truth, the book encourages flexible thinking. Personality and emotion can be studied, measured, and influenced, but they also remain deeply personal and context-dependent. Lastly, mental health, therapy, and applied psychology, the book also addresses how psychological knowledge is applied to improve well-being and solve real-world problems. It outlines major understandings of mental health and psychological distress, emphasizing how diagnosis, culture, and context influence what is considered normal or disordered. Readers are introduced to broad therapy traditions, including approaches rooted in learning and cognition, as well as those emphasizing insight, relationships, and meaning. The book highlights the importance of evidence-based practice and why treatment effectiveness depends on both the method and the fit for the individual. It also points toward applied fields such as social, organizational, and health psychology, showing how psychological principles inform behavior change, teamwork, leadership, and public health messaging. Rather than promising quick fixes, the book frames psychology as a toolkit for asking better questions, recognizing patterns, and choosing interventions thoughtfully. This section benefits readers who want practical relevance. It clarifies what therapy is designed to do, how to think critically about mental health claims, and why psychological science can support compassion and smarter decision-making in communities, workplaces, and families. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a broad, well-organized introduction to psychology without needing a technical background. Students in high school or early university courses can use it to anchor lecture material, while general readers can use it to make sense of popular psychology topics with more accuracy and context. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. Understanding how research works helps you evaluate claims about behavior and the brain, while the overview of development, personality, learning, and mental health offers useful frameworks for relationships, work, and self-management. It can improve communication by giving you concepts to describe motivation, emotion, conflict, and change more clearly and with less judgment. Compared with many similar books, its strength is synthesis and structure. Instead of long, dense chapters or narrow coverage, it presents a wide range of landmark ideas in a consistent format that makes connections easy to see and review. The visual, bite-sized approach also makes it more likely you will finish the book and retain the essentials, which makes it a worthwhile purchase for building lasting psychological literacy. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.